There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
So now we're going to be catching up with Catherine Drew. She's in London and can update on some of the big stories coming out of Europe today. Good evening to you, Catherine.
Yes, good evening to you.
We're going to start in France, and a farmer who has helped migrants enter France illegally remains defiant after receiving a four-month suspended jail sentence. What's his take on all this?
That's right. Well, Cédric Herrou is something of a celebrity in France, of course, due to the court case against him. He is a farmer, as you say, in the sort of southeast of France, and he has been housing dozens of migrants in caravans. He has a farm, farmland in the Roya Valley, and he's also allegedly been helping these migrants travel from Italy through to France and get past these checkpoints. They're helping them, but he basically is saying, you know, what is a citizen to do in a democracy when the state is failing to act? We cannot not help these people, and he has vowed to continue helping these migrants, obviously trying to travel through Europe and find a safe place to stop and work. Of course, this remains a hot button issue. We know in the summer that thousands of people traveled across, make that very dangerous journey across the Mediterranean to try to get to Europe, and we've just had news actually just in the past few hours that 19 migrants have been found in a funfair lorry, and that was in the Spanish enclave of Ceuta. So obviously, you know, this people smuggling and trafficking and the exploitation of migrants and perhaps the helping of migrants, you know, you're never quite sure which is which, but obviously that continues in a deeply troubling situation for the European countries.
Catherine, moving on to Brexit, and you've got a few updates for us, including Britain's most senior judge saying that the government has to provide more clarity about how the UK law will be developed post-Brexit.
That's right. Yes, the Brexit the Brexit juggernaut lumbers on, although not with any real headlines or results. But we do know that Lord Neuberger, who is president of Britain's highest court, the Supreme Court, has basically come out today to say that the British government really needs to tell judges what they need to do in terms of rulings from the European Court of Justice. So British Prime Minister Theresa May has insisted all along that the European Court of Justice will have no jurisdiction after Brexit. If that is the case, and a lot of the hardline Brexiteers have long insisted, this is, of course, one of the main reasons for exiting the EU, Lord Neuberger says, well, if this is the case, how are the judges to interpret these rulings? Because, of course, and he says that they should not be blamed if any of the rules are unclear. Judges should not be blamed for any misinterpretations as they interpret this ECJ case law. So that's a tricky question, and perhaps one of the many issues that the government is having to deal with and may not be prepared for. We've also heard from Sir Simon Fraser. Now, he's the former head of the Foreign Office, a very senior civil servant, as was, and he's accused the UK of being absent from the Brexit negotiations. He said it's to do with the cabinet split. Although Number 10, Downing Street, promising that the government will come out with some key proposals and briefing papers, position papers very soon, and that's to deal with sort of the customs union, how it wants the border with Northern Ireland to look, this so-called divorce bill, which is reported to be running into the billions. So lots going on in Brexit, but of course, that rumbles on.
Let's move to the world of sport, Catherine, and the World Athletics Championships going on, of course, in London. Several athletes hit by a vomiting bug.
Yes, I know, and what terrible timing this is for these poor athletes, of course, you know, working towards these world championships for years. And, 30 people, we understand, in one of the team hotels have fallen victim to this. I believe it's a suspected outbreak of the norovirus right now, and people are being, cases have been confirmed, but 30 people have been affected. Now, a couple of well-known names in the world of athletics. Botswana's 400-meter contender Isaac Mukwala. He said he is ready to run in the final. And of course, he's one of the favourites for the 400 meters. But he did have to withdraw from a 200 meters heat earlier because he was vomiting. Bad news for the Irish hurdler Thomas Barr. He had been due to compete in the 400-meter hurdle. He's had to pull out of that race, and he's been talking about how heartbroken he is that he's been working so long for that, and of course the time comes and he's not able to compete. Now officials are moving people from the affected hotel and doing a deep clean and all that sort of thing, but obviously it is causing a bit of disruption and obviously a lot of some sort of pain and heartbreak, as I mentioned, for those taking part who can no longer take part.
Yeah, really tough timing if you've worked so hard towards that one big competition. Thank you very much, Catherine, for the update on those.
You're welcome.
Good to speak to you. That was Catherine Drew there in London for us. And I do think, Sal, that that's really upsetting for any sports person to work so hard towards their world championships and then to be struck down by a simple case of food poisoning. You know, it's not even like they pulled up through a leg injury or something. It's really tough.
You're not expecting it. It's just the worst thing. It's like tough luck, you know, for that to happen to you. Because like you said, it's one moment. You've been building up to it for years and months. It's really incredible.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcast at DubaiEye1038.com.